You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
And you know it's Happy Friday. It's
T-G-I-F.
Thank God.
Thank God.
It's what?
Friday.
No, we thank God for every day. Thank God for Monday. Thank God for Tuesday. Thank God for Wednesday. Thank God for Thursday. And so we give thanks for Friday. Thank God. In all things, be thankful in every way. Hallelujah. In all things, be thankful in every way. So we are thankful this morning that you have tuned in to enjoy and do the work that is in this teaching every day. I want to give you a special thank you for joining in every morning or every afternoon to listen to Make Your Day Count. And our prayer is that you are truly making your day count and you are enjoying the increase in life. This is the year of the advance in life, that your life will advance. It will increase. It increase how? By you doing the word of God. Know what to do. Know how to do it. Have the courage. And your life will increase. I want to thank you again if you have contributed to this broadcast financially and with your prayers. Two ways you can contribute is praying for this program that it will continue in the year. And like we say, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. And that the supply will come to stay on this year. God speak to your heart to be a contributor, then you ought to do it. Have the courage to what?
Do it.
You know what to do. Now, you know how to do it. So now have the courage to do it. May God bless you. May God favor you in every way.
And you can give through Cash App. If you're a Cash App user, you can go to $CelebrationTab. And once you put that in, you will see the Celebration Tabernacle logo. It is yellow and black. And on the four line, please put Make Your Day Count so that your giving could go directly to the airtime for this broadcast. Remember that all your giving goes directly to the airtime for this broadcast. Me and Pastor Beckford do not take any money for the time that we spend here on the air, the time we spend preparing to be on the air. We don't take any money for that. Anything that comes for this program goes directly to pay for the airtime of Make Your Day Count. And if you want to give by check or money order, you can mail it to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And you can make your giving out to Errol Beckford Ministries. You could also give in person at Celebration Tabernacle Church. Just make sure that you mark your giving for Make Your Day Count. If it's marked for Make Your Day Count, it's going to Make Your Day Count. If it's marked for Make Your Day Count, it's going to the airtime for this program, because every month there is a bill that comes for the airtime for this program. And Make Your Day Count broadcast three times a day, Monday through Friday. So we are on at 7:15 a.m. in the morning, 5 p.m. in the evening, and that's on 99.3, and then back on 91.5 WMIE at 8:30 p.m. So there's three times during the day that the same broadcast airs, and then it's a new broadcast, obviously, every day for 5 days a week. So you're sowing into a powerful radio ministry program. I know myself, I listen to it when it airs, and I say, ooh, that Pastor Beckford, Pastor Diana, say that I want to go to Celebration Tabernacle Church and learn more about God.
I listen to that. I want to do it. The Holy Spirit guides me to do it, to be a doer of that word this morning. Guide me to be a what? A doer of that word. Try. Just try. I dare you. Try and see. The Bible says, come what? Taste and
see.
See.
That the Lord he is good.
Don't talk about it. Come taste and see. It's easy to talk. No. Come taste it.
The tangible proof.
Yes.
You can't taste something that's not tangible.
You got to do it.
Yep.
You got to do it. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. Just try. Just try the word, man. You know you cook something good, Dad, and you are ready to taste it, and you know it's good. And somebody looking at you and say, is that good? You say, yeah, taste it. Taste it. Just try it. You have confidence in it. You will tell it, and the person is hesitant. You say, no, just taste it. Just taste it. It's good. And when that person dig in, he say, really, it's good, boy. Now he started digging.
Mother's Day weekend is also coming up. Mother's Day is on May 8th, so we're having a beautiful service as usual at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So we're inviting you to join us at 10 a.m. So Sunday, May 8th is Mother's Day. So begin planning now for the women in your life to honor them on this Mother's Day. And if Celebration Tabernacle will be meeting at 10 a.m. And also on the Saturday before, May 7th at 10 a.m., there is a prayer breakfast at Oil of Joy, which is also on Dixon Boulevard. And I will be speaking that day on the topic, I Got Up to Overcome. So that is going to be a wonderful time for the community at the prayer breakfast at Oil of Joy. The tickets are $12 for that. You can go to their website or to their social media event page, and you can get the link in order to get those tickets for the Blue Jean prayer breakfast hosted by Oil of Joy. And the topic is, I Got Up to Overcome. So when I was told the topic for that day, immediately the Spirit of God gave me the scriptures. And I've been studying and meditating on that. We're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 4 and 2 Kings chapter 8 on that day. I got up to overcome. In this time, in this season, you don't need people that are going to slacken the pace for you. You need some people that are going to pull you, drive you, accelerate you into everything that God has for you. You got up to overcome. There is more for you. Sometimes we think that our great victory with God is our last victory. No, it is just the beginning. You got up to overcome. So we want to invite you to that prayer breakfast. It's not just for women only. It's for men, families, women, everybody together on May 7th. It's at the Oil of Joy campus, which is also the Cocoa Presbyterian campus. They share a beautiful campus right there on Dixon Boulevard. So if you could go to Oil of Joy website, Oil of Joy social media, or you could email me at ctciconnect@gmail.com, and we can help you get your tickets for that day.
Hallelujah. Go out and support this event. Yours truly, Miss Diane, Pastor Diane Robinson, have an awesome word. The lady is anointed by God. Get fresh revelation of the word and can impart that truth in a practical way. Listen to me carefully. Impart that truth in a practical way. That's when you leave, you just go do it. You don't have to pray. You got the answer. Just now do it. Now, when you get the answer, you don't pray for the answer no more. I got the answer. So I just had to do what? Apply it. So go out and listen and get the answer to your life.
Ask, seek, knock.
Yes.
Ask, seek, knock. Jesus teaches us that. Ask, seek, and knock. And that comes into line with the 3 points that we have been on this month. Know what to do, know how to do it, and have the courage to do it. So when we're asking, we're finding out what to do. When we're seeking, we're figuring out how to do it, finding out how to do it, practicing doing it. And when we're knocking, we're having the courage to show up in the place of victory. So God is for you. God is for me. God is for his people. Why? As we discussed this week, for his name's sake. It is for his name's sake. Remember, it is the Lord your God who has given you the power to be able to generate wealth. Why? To establish his covenant and to fulfill the promises from your forefathers from generation to generation. God is generational. He has a strategic plan. You are part of the plan. It takes people to bring forth the purpose of God. He uses people to bring forth the purposes of God, and it's multi-generational. So we must find our place in this time in 2022. God is using you. He is calling you. He has given you direction in order to enter into the fullness of everything that he has for you. So we must have the courage to do it. How do we grow in courage? In the word of God. We find courage in the word of God. In Exodus chapter 15, starting at verse 9, this is the victory song after they came through the Red Sea and their enemies were washed in. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 9, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. So who said that? The enemy. Yes. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. But what does God do in verse 10? They're giving God the glory, the thanksgiving. They say, you blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. So the same enemy that said, I will pursue you, the same enemy that said, I will overtake you, the same enemy that said, I will divide your spoil, the same enemy that said that they shall see their desire satisfied on you, the same enemy who drew their sword on you, the same enemy who put out their hand to destroy them, God blew his wind, the sea covered them, and they sank like lead in the mighty water. So let that be your confession on today. Every enemy in pursuit of you, every enemy working to overtake you, to divide your spoil, drawing their sword against you that comes to destroy you, let them know that they shall sink like lead in the mighty waters.
We have to continue to make our day count, increase in 2022, increase in life in 2022. And when we increase in life in 2022, then we are making our day count. We are to increase in good health. We are to increase in righteousness, in the things of God. Be busy about the things of God. Increase in the things of God. Jesus increased in the things of God. And he says to, when Mary looking for him, he says, woman, I'm about my father's business. Be about God's business in 2022. Remember, as we leave here, life is short, death is sure. There's a judgment to face. There's a hell to shun. And there's a heaven to gain. And there's no do-over.
1 John chapter 2, verse 27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it is has taught you, you will abide in him. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
What's up, East Coast friends and family? Let's make some noise if you love Jesus.